Mishinantam Lavanecha. We're meant to teach these words of Torah to our children. Rashi says it's not referring to our biological children. El HaTalmidim. These are our students. In fact, we find in other places that Talmidim are called children. For example, Malachim Beis, the students of the Nevi'im are called Bnei HaNevi'im. Chizkiyahu teaches Torah to all of Klal Yisrael, and they're called his children. And just like Talmidim are called children, so the Rav or the Rebbe is called the father, Avi Avi Rechav Yisrael. What are you meant to make from this? The Talmidim are called children. Number one, the relationship between a Rav and a Talmud is not the same as a professor and a student. This is not just the imparting of information. That Chazal is sensitive to this. When comparing a parent to a Rebbe, your parents brought you into this world. Your Rebbe will get you into the world to come, into Eilam Haba. Meaning both of them have parental aspects to them. Someone's causing me to be born in this world. Someone's going to give me life. Someone's giving me life in this world. Someone's giving me life in the next world. That's point number one. Point number two is therefore the relationship that a Rebbe has with the Talmud. It's meant to be one of parental love, one of parental responsibility. A parent can't shirk their responsibility. Rav or Rebbe can't shirk their responsibility either. There needs to be a bond. There needs to be a closeness. Just like the child knows that their parent has the best interests at heart, so too the student needs to know that their Rebbe has the best interests at heart. Just like when a parent has to discipline their child, it's for the child's own benefit. So too when a teacher has to show force and discipline in order to keep seder, structure, order in the classroom, it has to be done with love for the student's own benefit. And the student needs to feel that. If they feel the love, it's a whole different ballgame. It's what people say when they don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. I mean, the bond of Rebbe Talmud is meant to be an emotional bond, a bond of love, avosas ahava. It's meant to be bonds of love because it's the most important relationship. Being the conduit for the Mosaira, for the Dvar Hashem. Passing it on to the next generation. That's only going to be successful. Well, number one, it's important. Number two, it's mukhrach. It has to be. It has to be done. And perhaps most importantly, it's done with love. Because words that are shared with love, actions that are infused with love, so much more powerful. And perhaps that's why Chazal say, "Kol ha'melamed es ben chaveiro Torah." Anyone that teaches someone else's child Torah, ma'ale alav hakasav ki yilado. The Torah treats it as if you gave birth to them. And that's exactly what it is. So anyone who's in the position of teaching in any way whatsoever would do well to internalize these messages. But even if you're not, Understand, this is the Torah's desired method of education. Wow.